Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
When I'm feeling all alone, everything's gone wrong, I'm not sure which way I should go. I forget I have a friend. He is there, he understands. I've been looking for an answer when the answer is holding my hand. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my soul, He's been the answer all along. When your heart is deeply troubled, your mind is filled with struggle, you're looking for someone who understands. And you see your dearest friend, he's there holding out his hand. His heart is breaking as he's waiting for you to cast your care upon him. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my soul, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He is right when I'm wrong. He's the answer. When I think I've lost my song, he's the answer. When I'm weak, he is strong. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along. God is the answer. He's been the answer all along.
That's my daughter Gracie Youngblood singing Jesus is the answer. How true that is. Amen. God is the answer. For everything that you might be going through today, he is the answer. And so I tell you, if you've got something that's on your heart, something that is going on in your life, just trust that Jesus knows what's best for you. We appreciate all of you tuning in. We're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. As we begin the preaching today, this is going to be part two of the message and on God Has a Plan. We're focusing on 1 Kings chapter number 6 and verse number 7. The Bible says, "And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither, so that there was neither hammer nor axe nor any tool of iron heard in the house while it was in the building." We've looked at the architect of this house, and today we're going to be looking at the materials of this house. Now, I want you to see this morning, first of all, that God has a plan, and thank God when it comes to design, there is no better and no greater architect than the Lord Jesus Christ. So first of all this morning, I want to look at the architect of this building, the Lord's house. Look at verse 7 again. "And the house, when it was in building, was built of stone, made ready before it was brought thither." And I taught you before there that that means that this building has been pre-assembled. Now I want you to ask you this question. Why do you think that there was a need to pre-assemble this house? Well, so that it was brought to the site, the holy site, and there would be no need for modifications. There would be no need to chisel here and chisel there. It was exactly the way the architect designed it to be. They got all of the flaws out of it in a different location. I want you to see this morning that the temple is a divine architect. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that word divine, speaking about something that's connected to God, meaning that it came from God, if you will. It had a planner. It had a designer. It had a draftsman. In other words, he had somebody who knows how that it all comes together. I'm telling you this morning, Noah Webster's 1828 said this about the word architect. A person skilled in the art of building, one who understands architecture or makes it his occupation to form plans and designs of buildings. I tell you, that got me to thinking about this temple. Solomon was following a plan, and it was a design that was given by Moses, amen. He replicated that plan to some degree and doubled it. But I tell you, Moses was not the architect behind the tabernacle. No, it was the God of heaven, amen. God gave him the dimensions. God gave him the layout. God gave him everything that there was. No, and back then, that place of the tabernacle was the way to salvation. I'll say this morning, wow, we cannot see the whole building. You can say, what are you talking about? This divine, holy architect, our God in heaven, never pulled out one tool when it came to creation. The God of heaven, while he's in the third heaven this morning, the God of glory stretched out the universe with his own hands. The Lord, the God of heaven, took and flung the stars into existence and they went into their position. The God of heaven, amen, formed the earth, amen. And I tell you what took place. He spoke it all into existence. Never needed a hammer. Never needed a nail. Never needed anything to fasten the earth on. No, I'm telling you something. There was a divine designer behind it all. I tell you, God had a plan, thank God. Amen. And I tell you, you're not an afterthought. Why do I have purpose? Why am I? You're not an afterthought this morning. God knew you'd be sitting in this place. God knew when you were going to be born. God knew you before you ever existed. You're not an afterthought. God has a plan for your life because he's the master architect. Why, we can't see the whole building as of yet. You can't see all that God's done. How many's ever been to heaven? So while you can't see the building, just trust the architect. You can trust the architect knows how the building's going to come into place. If you used to go out there and ask one of them hewers, what are you boys building? Well, right now all I've got is the dimensions for the stone. Why are you going out there maybe they's in the woods of Lebanon and they's cutting down them cedar trees. And while they's cutting them down, somebody went up there and said, hey, boys, what are y'all doing? We're just cutting wood today. Amen. Well, what they didn't know, maybe, was the fact that, man, what they were doing had a purpose and had a plan, and every stick and every stone had a purpose and where it was going to go. There was a plan. Why? Because the architect had a plan, amen. And God the Mighty Father is our architect this morning. He knows every single thing about you. He knows everything about me, and he knows where we're going to go, and he knows our eternity. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows whether you're saved, whether you're lost. He knows all of them things about what you need. He's a mighty planner this morning. Not only do we see the divine architect of the house of the Lord, let's also look at the materials that was used in the building for just a moment. Look with me down there in chapter number 5, verse 17. And the king commanded, and they brought great stones, costly stones, and huge stones to lay the foundation of the house. So there were stones, right? Look at verse 18. And Solomon's builders and Hiram's builders did hew them, and the stone squarers, so they prepared timber, that's wood, and stones to build the house. Now remember this, that this house was not Solomon's house. This house was built for the Lord in the presence of God. This house, the whole purpose of this place was to be a place of worship where the people of Israel could come and have a connection with God, could come and have a relationship with Jesus. This was the place the God of heaven would meet between the two cherubims, amen, and the divine presence of God would be present there in the Holy of Holies. So we're not building just Solomon's house. No, we're building the house of the Lord. Notice that term in the text, stone squarers. stone squares. You say, what's that mean, preacher? The term stone squares means exactly what the word says. They was squaring stones, cutting it to be a square. That's pretty profound, isn't it? What's a stone squarer? One who squares stones. First of all, this material was a stone, not a brick. Bricks are man-made. Stones are made by God. Stones were things that was given to us by God. Did you know if you go throughout the Old Testament and you start looking real closely, you'll never find an altar made out of a brick. They found them a stone and they made them a place to pray. God provided the stone, amen, and they're just trusting and they're resting upon the foundation of that stone. Now, in ancient times, builders used what is called a cornerstone, and a cornerstone was the principal stone usually placed at the corner to guide the workers in their course. The cornerstone was usually one of the largest, one of the most solid, one of the most carefully constructed when it came to its dimensions. It needed to be squared and it needed to be as perfect as possible because every measurement in the remaining construction would be pulled from the cornerstone. Everything in the building had to be aligned with the cornerstone. That means a whole lot to me, friend. Can I talk to you? I just want to speak for just a minute. The divine architect this morning, amen, while looking at you and I from the glory world, what he saw was his. He saw that we needed a cornerstone. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about a way to align our lives to where we're in measurement in God's will and God's way. He wanted us to know that, hey, there is a purpose, there's a plan, and there's a way that you're to go. You can't just go any way you want to go. There's a standard. Throughout the Word of God, you'll find this, that the men of Israel rejected the chief cornerstone, who was that? The Lord Jesus Christ. They rejected Christ, and guess where they found themselves? They found themselves standing in their religion. Why? Because they rejected the chief cornerstone. I'm telling you this morning, your life's a lot like that. If you're pulling your own dimensions, you're trying to be that cornerstone, you're going to be lopsided and messed up, and your ultimate end is going to be failure and destruction. This cornerstone's important because everything aligns to it. Let me give you what Jesus said in Matthew 21:42. Did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Ephesians 2:18. For through him we both have access by one spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through Spirit. We've looked at this cornerstone. That was part of the building, amen, the Lord's house. And part of that building was this. Part of that building was the fact that, man, it was hinged upon that cornerstone. That thing had to be laid out perfectly. It had to be laid out right. Jesus, I go into this right here. What about the development of that cornerstone? Remember, that cornerstone was developed in another area other than the holy site. But in the instance of our chief cornerstone, can I tell you, he's always been perfect. He needed no use of the hammer. He needed no use of the chisel. He needed no use of the iron tool. No, listen, he's always been perfect. Why? Because he left that place where he was pre-fitted to put on a robe of flesh to come here to die for you and me. Jesus was the chief cornerstone.
Well, I hate to break in right there, but our time has come and gone for the day. Please tune in tomorrow as we look at part 3 of the message on 1 Kings 6:7. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at HoopersCreekBaptist.com or download our church app, where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.